said, me and Lee out here. Y'all stay right there, because I said, boy, they probably scoping out the land to see what they can take. And I said, brother, that's all you got to do. Get problem in, y'all. A couple of y'all will just walk around on the land with y'all ARs and stuff. They'll move them down the road. And he says, they're at Home Depot, Lowe's, all the building places. All the streets everywhere just hanging out everywhere.
Out there.
Huh?
Out there.
Yeah. Pastor Mir told me that. Sure did. He sure did.
Did you see the, you remember those farmer protests in Europe, right?
Yeah, what are they doing? What are they protesting?
I'm because their government were like restricting pesticides and stuff, and they finally had slap that truck on it.
Hey, Pastor. Hey, Pastor. How do y'all still have that problem with them Haitians up there?
No, that joker walked by yesterday, but he ain't never come back. We ran and still down that street.
Hey, tell Brad and them, about how many of those Haitians up there around all these areas.
Oh, they get flooded right now because what's happening is they get pushed out of Chicago and they coming south to, 2.5 hours, and they flooding in that town. And they in there with all these little dope houses in the town. You know, we way outside the town, but if you go in the town, you see them. And they in there with their dope houses and it'd be nothing but big old white women coming in and out of the dope house. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
See?
I mean, he was walking down the highway the other day. Yes, it was yesterday.
You better, hey, don't let me hear no report, man. Y'all in jail because of Haitian threw a flip-flop at y'all.
Yeah,
thank you. All right, fast. I'll get ready to broadcast. Bless you.
Hallelujah. Bless you.
Wow.
Told you, everywhere. Crawling like ants. No. Is that something or what? The righteous way of old. You feel weak and he is strong. Through the strength of the Messiah, the strength of the Messiah.
Oh, yeah, let your kingdom come. Oh, heavenly Father. Oh, heavenly Father. Oh, how are you made me old?
Hey, baby. King, good to have each and every last one of you, see each and every last one of you here tonight. The Father has definitely been merciful to each and every single one of us. He's given us another week to be able to remember his commandments, to keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his life. I don't know who ruffles these. I don't know if somebody's making a joke because somebody was mad, man, because I was eating Ruffles potato chips one day. Is that what this is, a joke right here?
Prop.
It's a prop. You put it up there, teacher. Queso Ruffles, man. Hey, man, if y'all mad at me because I'm eating Ruffles, man, bless y'all heart. Y'all got some issues, man. Man, there's some bigger fish to fry in this world than that, though, isn't it? Hallelujah. Well, of course, you know we're counting down. It ain't too far. Ain't too far. Before you know it, we blink our eyes and Passover will be here. Everybody getting themselves ready, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, if anything, one thing should definitely help us in this process of getting ready is that message on fasting and prayer.
That's true.
I mean, we'll probably follow it up with a number two go a little bit more deeper, you know, into what the Israelites understood and how they understood it, both Old and New Testament, concerning fasting. I keep telling y'all, that's one of the things I used to do a whole lot of, and then these saints do it with them, man. We used to tell you, man, that this any wonder we even had any size on us. We used to fast so much. But y'all answered. He sure did, and y'all would answer, man. He would answer. So what we're going to learn some more about, the biggest thing is learning more about y'all. Of course, we can definitely see everything we need to know about y'all through the Messiah.
Yes.
You know what I mean? He teaches us everything, taught us everything. And we're blessed for that. But we're definitely sitting really close. We're about 15 days, something like that now, before we head up here to Passover. And let me say this real quick so I can get this off my mind real quick. Listen, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. And so we have, there's still a lot of heathens here in this world. I want y'all to slow down on the road coming up here and don't drive on the neighbor's property. You can see where there are driveways, and you can kind of like pull in a little bit and then let the people by if it's a big vehicle. You understand? I mean, sometimes that's impossible. You can't, hey, that's just part of it. After all, the government does give us, what, you know, 5 or 15 feet easement of right-of-way anyway. So, hallelujah. We want to go and make for the things of peace, if you understand what I mean.
Yes.
As much as possible. That's what the book says, right? Live peaceable among that. We strive to do that all that we can. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's just not attainable, but nevertheless, it's what it is. So we got the feast days coming up. I hope y'all got y'all letters in. We've had a couple of them come back. And I don't know, every year we're putting out a lot of letters, employment letters, school letters, you know, all kind of letters. And our letters are pretty weighty, pretty informative. They're there. Also, if you haven't got your Holy Days calendar or the calendar for this year, because, you know, we're getting ready to head up into the turn of our year. You haven't got that calendar yet, man. Y'all need to get that thing. And so far, according to the cycles, that I see, and I always test our calendar against what's going on in the skies. And so far, we're spot on right now. Again, thank the Father for that. I remember one year we missed it. And boy, we missed it too. We missed it, boy. We missed it by a couple of weeks. And I said, well, hopefully the Father have mercy on us. You know what I mean? Whatsoever is not a faith is sin. You know what I mean? So we try to make sure we've been diligent. But let me tell y'all something. If y'all go on the internet, you're probably going to find, what does the book say? There are, as if there may be in this world, so many different kind of voices. A lot of voices, and none of them without any significance. Every voice has a purpose and a reason. And if you go out there and you try to ask 10 people about what day is the feast and stuff, you're probably going to get 10 different answers. Is that making sense?
Yep.
You probably get, so since y'all knock off the confusion, what you have to do is stick by what you pretty much have known that has worked. All right, that's what we pretty much have done, and I promise you. We have done Passover. Time would fail me to tell y'all how many. We have done Passover every which way you could think of in the history of Straightway. The one thing the Father, he is pleased, Father, you got to give us credit for at least putting forth an effort. We've done Passover with the shank bone and the bitter herbs and the egg. We done Passover dancing around like a bunch of Ashkenazi Jews. We done Passover where we separated the women, put them in a dining hall, put the brother in the kitchen, put the brother, we are covered. I promise y'all, we cannot say that we haven't been diligent. We are literally covered. So after all these many years, we pretty much have, at least as much as we can, we pretty much have nailed it down. But we done done it every which way. I promise we have. You remember them days?
Oh, yeah.
Man, you talking about being religious. Well, we were religious.
We were doing it.
We were doing it up.
We were doing it.
We was just trying to, you know, just striving for truth. Of course, it's in the Word. Just have to keep on studying. You know, what does the book say? It's the glory of Yah to conceal a matter, but it's the honor of kings to search it out. Yeah, we got to remember those things, man, that their word is for real. And he made a promise that we will seek for him and search for him, and if we would do it with all our hearts, we will find him. That's another thing about fasted prayer, too, though. It's not a problem. We'll hear me talk about this tomorrow, but that's the one thing that we're not in his generation, because we're a product of our generation. Whatever we've seen other people do, we think that's what it is. But then when you go read in the book and you see that these people prayed earnestly.
Yes.
You think about that. Earnestly. We've been taught religiously that being repetitive is pretty much not having any faith. But every place you read in the book,
yeah,
that ain't what they say. Ain't what the book is saying.
That's
not what the book is saying. They, man, kept on. And just kept on. I remember praying some prayers, and I didn't get answers for years. I just kept believing y'all.
Yeah.
I mean, years. I'm talking about 5, 8, 9 years, some prayers I prayed. No answer came to 8, 9 years later. Mm-hmm. Some of them, right there, on the spot. So, get your letters in, because second day, moon day, the reason why we call it, because it's Monday. That's the last time we're going to be sending them things out also. Next fifth day, four day, commonly called Thursday, I'm going to be in an interview with Zion Lex from the Hebrew Israelite community. He's got a lot of questions he would like to ask us, and of course, you know, a lot of this is generating around, you know, what's the purpose and reason why we should be striving to try to live in this close proximity called communities. I mean, if you can't see what the hell's going on out here in this world, I don't know what in the world you call it, man. This world is gone mad, man. I just come from a place, man, where these defiled Americans, y'all know that they are treating homosexual marriage just like heterosexual. It's just like normal. It's normalized out there. How many times have we been warned about Sodom and Gomorrah and the end times? Yeah, for real. Sodom. Hey, glory to the King. I'm glad we out here clothing our right mind, because it ain't looking too good. Hey, but what is the book? We also have a command that the book tells us too, which is save yourself from this untoward generation. And hey, this is real. It's extremely real with us. And so we got Camp Goshen also, 002. And, of course, the list was long, but, boy, it's getting shrinking. It's shrinking. I'm going to tell you right now, 002 is going to be a little bit more harder than 001. Also, I had I had Ranger, where I told him, I said, look, I want the tab where you can put the backing on the back of them, you can change it up. And we got the right side too. All very detailed and very in depth. They look really good too. They look really good. Matter of fact, if I can show it, some of y'all on there, let y'all see. Y'all get an exclusive for being here. Y'all get the exclusive. So you've been to 001, you passed, you've been to 002. Well, y'all gonna enjoy these. These are really, really nice. These are the best ever. They are really, where you at, Ranger? There you go, right there. That's the back of all the areas right there. Boy, look at that thing. Man, I mean, that is, woo-wee, man. Look at that, y'all. Look at the detail in that thing.
Wow, that's really nice.
Woo-wee. Man, that makes you want to go through hell and high water just to get that going. That is really, you see how detailed that thing is?
Yes, sir.
Ain't it nice?
That is nice.
That's really nice. Man. And even if you got one of the older ones or the first ones and stuff, we're going to upgrade you to the new one if you pass. So don't worry about it. We're going to do you right now. And, of course, you know, it's got the tabs on the back of it so you can make sure that you can make it interchangeable. You can put on your hat or put on your gauntlet, whatever. You know what I mean? So all you people that ain't going to none of these classes, y'all appreciate our brothers going through all this hell. Set up an offer. That's what Christians do. Every time we turn around, ask for an offer every day. Dang, it rained because they sent us off. Glory to the King, y'all. Glory. Oh, I know, man. I ain't gonna do y'all like that. I'm gonna show y'all out there. I'm gonna show some of y'all out there. For those of you that, well, that's a lot. How many is y'all in there right now? Oh, that's a lot. Almost 500. Man, when y'all see this thing, y'all don't know. If you got anything here, you're going to make you wish you went through the class. Look at that thing right there. Look at that frog, man. Look at that thing. Ooh. That is beautiful, isn't it? Huh? Man, we need to get us some. I need to give me some backing like that, man, and put some on the back of my windshield of my truck.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's all right there.
All right.
But it ain't given, it's earned.
Exactly.
It is not given, it is earned. So just because you like the design don't mean you get one.
It is.
And don't come around here wearing one and you decide to go outside of what we done and find a vendor to make you want. You stolen valor.
Gotta say it,
because you know people ain't creative, man. And then next thing you got people in 0102, man, we don't remember you.
Oh, yeah, I was there, man. I was there.
We don't remember you, man. Don't remember you at all. It's a great honor to be able to wear one of those things. It really is. And plus, I'm almost, man, let me see if I can find it. Man, y'all, if I can't find it, I'm going to say, man, y'all getting all the exclusive in here. I don't see it. Man, wait till y'all, well, y'all just going to have to wait out, man. Man, wait till y'all see how these, because I got to give all 001. These certificates, ooh-wee. Man, if you thought them was fine, that certificate is really fine. It's detailed. It's done on 30-weight cotton paper.
Ooh.
It's got this straightway logo, not just a watermark on it. It is embedded in the paper. Sideways, too. Got the straightway shield. And then it's got this the wings on it. It is nice, man. It's really nice. It really is. And just think some of y'all already done dropped out. But that's what you don't get. You got too many. Got too many. Glory to the King.
Glory.
Rob Brad, what you think about 001? It's pretty taxing, huh?
What?
Can you imagine doing that for 3, 4, 5 weeks? On end? You probably could do it easily in your youth. You know what I mean? That's the reason why they have all that stuff. They know we got no sense, so they just send us, you know, they know we're volunteer because they pull us to side strong. You know what I mean? You get old, you start thinking about stuff. You know, you all let go. You know, you get old. I'm going back home. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. So we got a veteran. Trey, ain't you a veteran of 0012, ain't you? Got a veteran up in here. We got a couple of brothers that went 001 that want to do 002. A few of them. I hope y'all getting y'allself ready. If y'all going to do that, woo-wee. I don't know. We ain't talking about no incentive if you go through two or three of them, but myself personally, if I'm going through a school, I won't go through it again. I mean, it's just me. I don't want to go through no hell week again. Why the hell over hell day and the hell week for what? undid that, and let somebody else go do it. Maybe some people are glutton for punishment. Or maybe some people just don't get it. Maybe they just think, hey, I need more as a sense of accomplishment. But go ahead on with your bad self. All right, so Camp Goshen, at an undisclosed location somewhere in the United States of America. Because we're definitely not going to set up here. Thank you very much, Pastor. I needed that. So we're definitely not going to disclose where the location is because it ain't for y'all. It ain't for y'all. It's only for those who are designed for perfecting yourself. Yeah, but I tell you one thing it does, though. It actually helps sober you up a little bit. It gives you a whole different outlook on life, especially if you already was a disciplined man, you become even more of a greater disciplined man. If you already was a man of structure, you become a greater man of structure and integrity. Your outlook and everything on life, it just starts to change because, you know, when you start getting to that mind and body and start changing everything, it just does that. Am I right, Trey? It does. It makes you that much more serious about life. It does. Don't know the reason why it is, but it just does that. Anytime that you get to the mind, because the way to get to the mind is through the body. The way to get to the mind is through the body. The way to get to the mind is through the body. And once you get there, you'll find out quick, fast, and hurry how strong your mind is. Because that mind got a voice. Y'all know that even just in natural living, you see that voice. That thing got a voice. It got a voice all over the place. So the mind talks. Are you going to listen? You know, the greatest answer you can give is, I'll quit tomorrow. Just when you attempted to quit today, just tell yourself, I'll quit tomorrow. When tomorrow get here, tell it again, I'll quit tomorrow. I'll quit tomorrow. I'll quit tomorrow. And then next thing you know, you don't went all the way through, you done passed. But it's good to challenge yourself. You know, I preach and teach that a man should always be looking for some type of challenge after you've conquered a few things because, I mean, it's what keeps you invigorated. It's what keeps you going. You understand what I mean? It keeps you thinking, keeps you on the cutting edge and stuff, and then you actually grow older slow because you have a purpose in life. So you should always be trying to learn something. You should always be trying to apply yourself. Be the best version of you. Be a better version of whatever you can be.
Hallelujah.
And continue to keep on going and keep on going and keep on going. I mean, the only reason why I put up, y'all know I've been putting up weightlifting videos on Patreon, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm not putting them up there for everybody to try to see if they can do it. I'm just challenging the young men and everybody else. Be a better version of you. Just challenge yourself. Just push yourself. You know what I mean?
Yes,
what if find out what your best was and then just try to set a goal, go to it, get a sense of accomplishment, and hey, hallelujah, you're good. I heard y'all both did 144 push-ups in 2 minutes, huh? There wasn't time, just as much as you can do. So y'all did over 2 minutes. Oh, I thought y'all would try to break my record or something then.
We didn't time. Yeah,
I know y'all didn't time yourself because y'all down there doing it. You got people over there that's doing right there. But 144 push-ups at one time is a lot of push-ups. I told y'all, don't be shaming my house. Y'all didn't do it either, did you?
Hallelujah.
See, brother Brad and Blue. Everybody, brother Brad.
That's a lot of push-ups at one time.
I tell you about that time I was in a push-up contest with this captain. He beat me, though.
Wow.
Man, he beat me by one, but that's all it took. Because we was trying to kill each other, man. Man, by the time we got off, I couldn't feel my arms or nothing, man. And he did. We was up, at that time, we was at like 130, something, 135 or something like that, man. That's a lot of dang push-ups, man. That's a lot of push-ups, man. Oh, man. And we wasn't going to quit, man. My body just wouldn't go no more. He got that last one out. He farted that last one. He got it out. He got it out. part.
He got it out.
He got the shoe. It took me a little while to loosen up to shake his hand because both of us were like that. Oh, like the zombie apocalypse. You know, you were around. Ooh, wee. That's a lot of push-up. I heard y'all did pretty good on pull-ups, too. Y'all both did over 20, right? Y'all better have did over 20. Good. Brother Brad's like, this is impressive right here. It's impressive. The most pull-ups I ever done is 21. Y'all probably beat that though, right? That's good. That's good. And then I remember I got a video somewhere on YouTube. I got a video where I did 17 pull-ups at 247 pounds.
Wow.
On that bar, that bar was that bar was it was flashing all over the place. It was, boy. I was wondering, you think that thing would break one day and come down and pull a gas in my head? You think it's gonna hold up, bro? Probably it's gonna. Ooh, it's been up there for 20 something years almost. It's been up there a long time. No telling how many times birds done defecated on that thing, but it's been there. Y'all been up there pulling up on heavy. Y'all been me pulling up. And, but them days, but the whole idea, there's nothing wrong with healthy competition. It's motivation. That's what Pastor Mary uses that word all the time. Healthy competition is motivation, and it creates an environment of respect.
That's right.
It does. Creates an environment, a good, healthy environment, too. And, but then, not only that, you also know who you got next to you.
Yeah.
You know, you got somebody, you know, they ain't going to quit.
Yep.
No, they ain't going to quit. You can beat me good, but you won't beat me tomorrow. You beat me tomorrow, then you still got the next day. And you still got the next day. You got the next day. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And then one day, you go, dang, man, you so good, I can't beat you, man. I just go ahead and give you the right hand of fellowship and say, hey, there you go, brother. Good job. I'll wait till you get 45, 50, and then I'll sit you. You know what I mean? But that's the whole purpose. I'm trying to teach everybody that you need to find something, anything. Don't ever get comfortable in life at any given time. There's always something to learn. There's always something to conquer. There's always something to do. It really is always something to teach. There's always something. Don't do like you've seen your family members. I've seen my family members. They get to a certain age and they just useless. They don't want to do nothing. They have no sense of accomplishment or nothing, no motivational drive, no nothing. Push yourself. Keep on pushing yourself. You'll feel better. If not in the morning, maybe in a couple of days later. But you'll feel better sooner later. You heard something. Hallelujah. This is a good thing, I'm telling you. So, 002. At an undisclosed location, I didn't give out the dates then. Good. Sometime in 1 month of this year. And one of the states of this year. So I said, when? Well, if you was connected then you wouldn't know. But at this time, there's an old word out there called N-O-B. None of your business. Hallelujah.
I don't think I'm going to have nothing right now.
And none of y'all should put a wire in there this Sunday. Put a wire in there. Hallelujah. But anyway, hey, welcome everybody to stand really, truly motivated. We truly do. And don't forget, let me see. If y'all noticed that it's burning up down there in Texas right now, fires all over the place. And all New York, liberal New York, sanctuary city New York, they got their wish. All the migrants. I always wonder why they keep changing these names every time they, you know, they done that with black folks too. First you're a nigger, then you're a nigger, then you're a negro, then you're black, then you're colored, then you're African, then you're African American, and then no telling what else you're going to be in, who knows. They're going to come with something else new on that too. God, it's just the way they do, man. It's just the way it is. Don't take it personally. It's just part of it. You know what I mean? But, man, New York is done had enough. The illegals beating the hell out of the police. They're jacking truck drivers, because that's what they do in their country. They don't know the laws over here. Trump has said, we ain't going up there. They're tired of getting their loads taken away from them. They take the loads out of the truck, go around the corner and sell them at fire sale prices. I'm telling you, they are taking over, and all of it, Joe Biden, the Biden administration. Then all of a sudden, election year, he want to act like he's interested in the border. Mind you, 3.5 years he's been almost in office. First time he wouldn't have been visiting the border because Trump did. And with that, you go with your Trump stuff. Listen, y'all, I'm telling y'all. I told y'all, I'm under no illusion about any politician whatsoever at all. But, man, I tell you what, when you look at that stock market and you look at your bank account, which one would you rather have in office? Joe Biden or Donald Trump? You'd rather have Trump in there. As far as either one of them, I would rather have Jesus in office than Trump. That's what I would rather have in office. But nevertheless, he let this thing run. So that's pretty much it as far as the announcements go. Did I forget anything? Did I forget anything? The reason why I know somebody going, Pastor, did you see the State of the Union? No, I did not see. I saw the State of the Union like this. I was in bed by 8 o'clock last night. I was not going to sit up and watch that iconic buffoon.
Yes.
Now, I did today watch a couple of YouTube videos. You know, Joe Biden went off script, I can't tell you how many times. And then, man, what was this quirking he was doing? Listen. There's going to come a day in life that you got to realize when it's time to hang it up.
Yes.
Joe Biden should have been done hung it up.
Many years ago.
He is literally a national embarrassment. But no, I did not see the State of the Union. I already know what the State of the Union is in. We're in a mess.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you right now, what they doing with food, y'all did see that video I did in Mexico, right? But they're putting the vaccines, where they have legislation out to put them in tomatoes and in lettuce. My question is, how many doses do you need whenever you eat the lettuce and tomato? You understand what I mean? I told you right now, they basically, their agenda is, remember, there used to be a place down there, they done annihilated them things. Anybody remember the Georgia Guy Stones? Y'all remember hearing the Georgia Guy Stones? They used to be there, they ain't there no more.
Right.
Somebody done moved them. Or I think somebody went and blew up one of them or something like that years ago. It had the agenda of the New World Order all laid out. And it's just kind of like them Simpsons cartoons that they do. You know what I mean? They'll tell you what's getting ready to take place. And it happened. You're like, what is going on? They had them Georgia guys thrown out there for you. I mean, I can't tell you how long they've been out there.
Yeah.
Telling you everything is getting ready to take place. And it was taking place to a T. Then somebody went and blew it up. Don't know if it's still there. We got to do an investigation on it. But, hey, the one thing about Satan is apparently, according to their doctrine out there, they got to at least put it out some way, somehow, what they're going to do first. And they know the masses of the people are going to ignore.
Oh, yeah.
They really, truly do. I mean, I was down there trying to talk to somebody about keeping the commandments. You know how that went, though, right? What do you do when God is done away with? What do you don't do too much. You know what I mean? At that point, you just, hey, all right, y'all, good day. And mind you, they're approaching you and want to talk to you about Jesus. And they ain't even in the conversation 15 seconds when they said, I wish I wasn't here. I wish I wasn't here. You know what I mean? You see them old five people for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at least you think you are.
Did you get a chick track?
No chick track, man. I did not get a chick track. I used to love those chick tracks, man, because those things had me repenting every day as a teenager. You ever see those chick tracks? Wow, man, we need to get some. Who has ever seen those chick tracks before? Have you seen them chick tracks before Type in 7 in the chat room right here.
Y'all ain't never, man, if you read them things, man, I'm telling you, man, you'll get saved every day. Wow. I remember that one famous tick track and said, this was your life. Woo-wee. Man, them things were convicted. All right, somebody gets a chick tracks in the ministry. Chick tracks. Get them in the ministry. We need a ministry. Brother Will, I said 7. Why are you going to type 8? See, that's that cognitive stuff with old people. See what I'm talking about? 7, you're going to type 8. Oh, now you don't put 7 in there. Chick tracks. If it gets too hot, y'all can open, crack that door right there, and it'll bring some air in here. Okay. We got, well, it ain't a lot, but there's a few people that is mostly old folks remember the chick tracks. Y'all see it? Man, McNabb will be looking it up. Well, since y'all looking it up, y'all go ahead and read them things and see. Y'all here to have you on your knees for you. You go to bed every night. Reading them, I'm telling them, man, that guy was good. He was good. I'm telling you, the best thing to do is carry one around. Every time you think about getting off course, pull it out. Satan tempts you, pull that thing out, boy. It'll put you right on line real quick. Because you know how life feels, right? You get caught up in life, and you forget about eternity. That's what Satan wants you to do, get distracted and lose focus. But them things was real. They was extremely, extremely real. All right, so it ought to be a very interesting interview. Y'all talked about that. That's coming up next week. I ain't know it was that fast, too. You have to understand, days be... When I was down on vacation, man, I mean, the days was like... going by like a snail's pace. You get at home because everything's always going on. They were my dad, too. Next day, Sabbath. You go a few days after Shabbat, they say, Shabbat's home again. I'm like, what is going on? But, hey, the Father even called that one, too, in the day. He really did. Y'all need to thank the Father that, in his infinite wisdom, that he raised us up for this time, because I think it was, yesterday. Yesterday alone, 3 times on 3 different occasions, I spoke to 3 different people, and neither one of them communicated with each other. And this is how you can tell that the word of God is in their mind. And each one of them said, we thank the Father for this ministry and where we at. Because there's not another ministry on the face of planet Earth that's doing what we're doing. Not even remotely close. And we're just trying to live a quiet and peaceful and simple life. And what we're talking about, what they were talking about, as far as keeping the focus, number one, first and foremost, on the King. And then us being separate from this world. Yes. Living set apart. Live a quiet and peaceful life. Ain't nobody out there teaching that. We teach it and live it. If you understand what I mean. We're hastening towards it. And what's going to happen? What is going to be the next crisis? At the stores. 1 minute it was toilet paper. Next minute it could be toothpaste. You don't ever know what they pick, but you're going to watch all these people, like clockwork, go run to the store and make a run on whatever item it is. They'll run for it. They will literally run for it. And they control people like that, because what they're doing is they're doing experiments all the time to see what the masses is going to do. And today the masses don't even think. You would think, okay, all right, a blizzard is coming. You can look at the news. A blizzard's coming. Yeah, 6 feet of snow. Never seen nothing like it in this region. They will wait before the day before the blizzard comes. And then make a run on the stores. Gas pumps filled up. Shelves bare, whole nine yards. When you could have had some long-term food stores, just go home. You know, the jobs, they're going to understand because ain't nobody going to work because you can't go nowhere.
You already have wood stacked up. You already got food, everything. Hey, that's the time to make sure you got plenty of hot chocolate, some coffee, or water, whatever your beverage is, and be able to kick up your feet by the wood stove and just relax. But they don't get it. They'll repeat the same thing again and again and again and again and again. You got confidence. Y'all have confidence in your neighbor? That we in a world without rule of law, that your neighbor is going to be benevolent to you? Remember, we have our own private conversation like that. We're going to keep them like that, all right? We have a plan of attack, too, as well, but we're going to leave it at that. Don't know if you want to call it attack, but I'm telling you what, we had better start thinking. And, of course, the children.
Yes.
The children. I can't tell you how many young children are going missing every single day because the father and the mother refuse to be attentive. People are in their shopping in major grocery stores. They turn their back and their baby is gone because they're so distracted by a sale price. They're trying to step in and figure out, is this sale is real? Sale is real. The buggy over here, you done lost total attention to your child. They done snatched the child up, gone out the door and everything else. You turn around looking, you, well, you, Johnny can't walk anyway. Johnny's in the buggy. What do you mean, Johnny? Then you want to be hysterical. You want to be frantic. Y'all, national emergency. Call the cops. Call the 911. Call the Air Force. The Navy, the Marines, everybody. Call them. But at that time, that sale price on that shampoo was more important than Johnny. And somebody took him. Johnny gone. And how many times have you read in the word, be sober, be vigilant? Because your adversary, the devil, walk about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And you tell me, if I know myself, how can you sleep? Do you know what kind of spirits will fly up in this place? Some will come home one day and say that his guy's gone. He's what? Now look at the challenges. You, without a doubt, we're human, right? I'm going to be looking at her sideways. Bitterness going to sit in. I mean, if you're going to get some sleep, it ain't going to be no good sleep. Your son, your child is gone. You know what I mean? All kind of questions. What were you doing? What happened? You know what I mean? Well, I was here. I was looking. What were you doing? Oh, I don't know. He just snapped. You had to be distracted. You know, all this stuff is going on in your head and stuff. And you don't have no tracking devices. You ain't got no GPS. You ain't got no, none of this stuff. The child is gone. And chances are, you may never see them again. That has got to be the most painful experience in life that life has ever had offered. Yeah, that's why I talk to them. I talk to my family about the most minute stuff I talk to them. You know, most minute stuff I talk to them. I know they may think I'm anal at the time. Go ahead and think I'm anal. I still keep a cap on and stuff, but hey, I let them know how serious all this stuff is today. And if you don't believe me, go out there and Google and see how many people who have lost children, young and old, and their life from that point on is they live in hell. You know the reason why? Because they have no closure. None whatsoever at all. If they're alive, if they're ever going to find, or if they did, no closure whatsoever at all. None. That's the reason why the Father told us a long, long time ago, come out and hurt my people.
Yes.
And be ye separate, saith the Messiah, and touch not the unclean thing. And I believe it.
Yes,
come out, I'm out. Don't stay out, too.
Yes,
don't stay out. Take my chances with the deer and the turkey.
That's right.
Yeah, and the copperheads. I have a better chance with the copperheads than I do with y'all. At least if I get bit by a copperhead, chance I may survive. Matter of fact, I have a stand a strong chance of survival. May get sick, chances are right there. But dang, if I hang around some of you folks, man, I'm hastening toward the grave. We got to be real in that. So what we're going to do tonight, we're going to go ahead and visit some old-time scriptures that ain't even really. Matter of fact, it's actually what Yahshua has spoke to the people, told the people what we should be doing. After the death, burial, and resurrection of the Messiah, because we need to constantly be remembered, or remind ourselves of these things over and over again. And you know what's amazing? Anything that ever takes place in Yah that is written down in a renewed covenant, the prophets had already spoken about it. You can always make a reference to the prophets. Somebody has to. Because if you can't make a reference to the prophets, then if it wasn't prophesied, then what's really happening, what's really going on?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes,
so, we'll go to Acts chapter 2. We already know about the day of Pentecost, right? We know it's coming after we get finished with the Feast of First Fruits. Is that right? And the subject is that people need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, I hate to even break this up. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it again anyway. Y'all remember the time I had a discussion with Pete Rambo and stuff, and I finally just at the end of it, I said, brother, you need the Holy Spirit. I'm not making a dig. I promise I'm not. I'm not making a jab. It wasn't my intent to cause pain, anguish, or anything.
Come on. True.
I thought myself it was an olive branch.
Yeah.
Let's go to Acts 19 first real quick.
Yes, sir.
If we go to Acts 19, we'll see. And who knows, could be somebody out here brand new. They ain't never heard this before. But the Holy Spirit was so important that Jesus said that if you reject the Holy Spirit, then it'd been better for you not only not have been born, but you have created, you might think you committed the ultimate blasphemy.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And what I've always said to us, we're looking at the last manifestation of Yah on this earth before the king comes.
Yes, sir.
And nobody today hardly ever talks about the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
You don't ever hear about the Holy Spirit. You hear about everything from the beginning, in between, but when it comes to the Holy Spirit, no, they don't want to hear. But when Paul was passing through the upper coast of Ephesus, he had something in mind to the people, especially when he saw people who had a resemblance that they were disciples or taught ones. Because, you know, when you see certain people, you look at them, you go, now, they're different. You can automatically see they're different than everybody else. You can tell mostly by looking at the women in the dress. You can tell that okay. You get it. They're different. Paul's dealing with the same thing. So let's read that before we go back to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 19, start at verse 1. He's going to read. I want y'all to listen real close, too. Go ahead, man.
And it came to pass that one of the apostles was at Corinth. Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples.
So he found, now disciples is the word for taught ones,
mm-hmm.
meaning people that know something,
mm-hmm.
know something greater than we've all been in Christianity, right? You can tell these people are different.
Yes.
So Paul said, think about this for a second. So, out of all the expensive knowledge he knows, this is the first thing he would ask those that he would see that what that he would configure their disciples. Verse 2.
He said unto them,
here we go.
Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed?
Stop right there. He didn't say that they didn't believe. Say that I'm dealing with Rambo and all these other people. I didn't say you didn't believe. I'm going to ask you a question. Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? I've asked a lot of people this question. Man, no doubt, y'all look like y'all believe. Have you received the Holy Spirit? Man, you will believe all the answers you get. It's pretty simple. It's right, it's laid out right here in the same book. So, Paul, heard what they said. Read.
And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Spirit.
Now, y'all wait a minute for a second. We understood that in the days of David and all them, that the Holy Spirit will come up on them. Sometimes it will actually be in them. You can read that it was in them. But the Holy Spirit, like Samson and all them, the Holy Spirit will come up on them, do great, mighty feats and everything.
Yes,
mind you, these people ripping bears, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. knocking down, I mean, slewing people with jawbones of their asses and stuff, whole armies and carrying on. I mean, they've been doing some mighty stuff. Are you following? And today, he giving us the Holy Spirit because he knows we're in captivity for the sole purpose to make sure that his people are healed and delivered and set free. And we don't even want to do that. He's not asking us to go kill a bear and a lion and slew people and kill armies and all this other stuff. Just do his work. Just do his work. We got a lot of people who want to talk about the Bible, talk about the book. They want to go look behind all these words and give their own personal opinion or their theological opinion, something like this. But when it comes down to practical application, all of a sudden we find people void. Totally void of it. And here's the people that say, we ain't never heard of it. They ain't no Holy Spirit. Or okay. See how intelligent Paul is? Okay, so we have another question. Verse 3.
And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized?
Watch this.
They said, unto John's baptism.
Now, you know Paul getting ready to go in. It's kind of like today. Were y'all listening? When Johanna and Mercer was here, were you paying attention? Or were y'all just along with everybody else with the in crowd?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It seemed like the fad, the thing to do at the time and stuff. But were you really truly paying attention?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, John Baptist, verse 4, watch how Paul goes in.
This is Paul.
What'd he say?
John, verily baptized with a baptism of repentance, said unto the people that they should believe on him, which should come after him, that is, on Messiah.
Now, we know that Johanna and Mercer definitely taught that.
Yes.
That we know that.
Yes.
He talked about him so much.
Yes.
And the baptism of the Holy Spirit, he talked about it. Well, the people had that famous word I keep using, defibrillator, put up on them, oh, shocked them back into reality. Oh, we remember that. John did talk about that. He did talk about that. And so, verse 5, action.
When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of Jesus.
The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Jesus.
They were all baptized in the name of the Master Jesus.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing? See, when they heard it. Mind you, first of all, number one, he asked them about the Holy Spirit. We got to the Holy Spirit yet. We went straight to number two. Make sure they got done before we even got the first question. You get it? First question he asked them was, have you got the Holy Spirit? They didn't have it because they didn't answer right. Well, how were you immersed? Oh, yeah, John, really? Well, let me remind you what John said. And then what was the first action they did? They got baptized. They could pick that up every single time. What does Christianity everybody else do? When you start talking about the so-called plan of salvation, that's how they put it. Up the Romans roll. That's how they put it. All these ways and stuff. And, of course, what does everybody get? Oh, we get this. So they get baptized. Everybody baptized. Except the method they spit and sprinkling. So you know what I mean. But you see what I'm saying? People get this and they don't get the spiritual. They get what we can do naturally, but they don't get the spiritual. See, what's so beautiful about receiving the Holy Spirit is that man can't give it to you.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't get to pick and choose me. You don't get to pick and choose me. I don't get to pick and choose you. Yah is the one that's doing the choosing. Yah, you see what I mean? When you get the Holy Spirit, the answer is coming from heaven.
Yes.
If he does not give you utterance, I'm going to say it again. If he don't give you utterance, if he does not give you utterance, then you don't have it. You can believe all that. I never challenge people to believe what they say believe. I'm asking, do you have the Holy Spirit? Because once you have the Holy Spirit, Yah himself is answering from Shemaim. what are you going to do? That's why Peter never said over there with Cornelius, man, and brother, what are we going to do? Man, these people got the same deeds of tax, got the same Holy Spirit. Why? Because we've already experienced it. Man, we know what God's doing now. He's also granted unto the Gentiles eternal life. And he equated that to the Holy Spirit. And how much do you hear about the Holy Spirit being mentioned? Hardly ever nowadays. I told you, and it's the last manifestation of Yah before you're going to see himself. And I personally think it's not talked about enough. Not on serious. It's, are we not going line up on line up? We're just going right down the line, right?
Yes, sir.
And then watch this. After he got immersed, verse 6.
And when Paul and laid his hands upon him.
Now, where did he get that from? Where did he get that from?
Well,
he went over there at Ananias. Got hands laid up on him. He had a big old block up on him. Scales on his eyes. All he did was what the man of God did before him, the prophet. So now he turned around and did the same thing. And so Paul laid his hands up on him. What happened?
The Holy Spirit came on them.
Well, how did they know that the Holy Spirit? Do you need to see it like a dove?
Come on.
Do we go put dove emblems on our car to let everybody know we got the Holy Spirit?
No, sir.
Did we see him descend like a dove?
No, sir.
And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and what did they do?
They spake with tongues.
Oh, there's a bunch of gibberish here. Everybody got logic and reason for everything, though. I would tell you something, man. Every time I hear somebody speak another language, it sounds like a bunch of gibberish to me. My understanding is unfruitful. I don't know what they're saying.
Right.
I don't know what they're saying at all. They don't know what I'm saying. I was ball bearing to them, and they're ball bearing to me. We're barbaric. And they prophesied. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
So that's the acid test today. With everybody, if you're going to talk about Jesus, you're going to talk about Yahshua, the acid test is, first and foremost, these are the main two questions we need to be asking. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. Know that, brother, where's your tassels at?
Come on.
Where your TT's at? Why, brother, why where's your beard at? You ain't bearded up, brother. What? That will not be concerned. First, let's get you into the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
Then we can worry about all this other stuff later.
That's good.
And when you really look at the other stuff, it probably really don't mount to a hill of beans. But I know these two right here, they're extremely important.
Yes, sir.
So what do you do with Teacher Shane? All you can do is grow a goatee. He can't grow no beard. You ain't too far behind.
Oh, no.
You got a little peach fuzz, you try to hang on all you can, can't you? Shoot, don't ever say, let it grow. I'll bet one day it'll thicken up. Who knows? Shoot, I don't blame you.
That's right.
Brother, I got a beautiful beard over there.
That's a good beard.
Hmm?
Brother, good beard.
So now, I mean, Brad, he's the most righteous and holiest man we've seen in a long, long time, isn't he? But y'all see what I'm getting to, right? The stupidity and the sheer ignorance of folks today. They want to capitalize on the small things that don't even matter in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
Let's get to the basics of what really truly needs to take place. Why? Because then once you receive that, now we can talk to you. Because without the Holy Spirit, we can talk to you. You're not open. The natural man cannot receive the things of Yah. They can't, the natural man is going to refuse it, reject it, the Holy Spirit. It makes no sense.
Yes, sir.
That's very true.
So you're wasting your time trying to tell somebody about the truth about birthdays, the commandments, Christmas, Easter, something. Bad guys, all that's what you're talking about. I'm talking to a big audience. You just talking to one person.
Come on.
If you don't mind, let me do my job. You do yours.
Come
on, Pastor. It's all right. When you out here in the business talking, don't settle and be trying to one-up, battle with people and stuff. Who knows the most? But it ain't about all that.
Nope.
I told y'all. I thought I'm going to go way back to the day of my salvation. Old Sergeant Langford, never forget him. He looked at me and said, hey, Sergeant Dow, hey, what's up, Sergeant? Hey, you received the Holy Spirit? I said, oh, yeah, I'm Baptist. Well, you're the wrong answer, don't you? You don't find it in the book nowhere. Oh, yeah, I'm Baptist. He looked at me and said, you need the Holy Spirit. That was it. From that point right there, something started taking place.
Ooh.
Praise God. Can't explain it still to this day except y'all. Because there was no power on earth that could have moved me from my course. I've been to church. I done did the church thing. I done been to church, did the church thing and stuff. Man, something else started taking place. Next thing you know, here I am. Talking to my wife. I'm going to church. I'm getting dressed up. You know what dressed up like, right? You going to the club. Yeah, we're going to the club. I came back home. Early in the morning, like from the club. Been filled with the Holy Spirit.
Ooh.
I told Mother Carol, you better get this Holy Spirit. I'm telling you right now, you better get it. She thought I was BSing. I ain't been on the club. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You probably been out with some women or girls or whatever the hell you doing and all that. Better get this Holy Spirit. She wasn't going to hear it. From the church I was going to, so I said, let's go to a Pentecost church. Let's find out. Man, I've been preached to it this whole time. Now, anyway, long story. Y'all get the story right. Anyway, bottom line, Mother Carol received the Holy Spirit too. Next thing you know, I got an ally on my side.
Yeah.
Now family rejected everywhere, both sides all over the place. I mean, after all, her grandma has been 50 years on the USA board at First Baptist Church. Nashville, Tennessee. 50 years. What you gonna tell her? 50 years. Now, USA board. I said, I don't give a damn. USA board, iron board, whatever the hell it is. She got the Holy Spirit. She ain't none of his. Am I trying to make enemies? I'm only repeating what the book says. Don't the book say if you don't have his spirit, then you are. And you're gonna sit up there in your pride. And think that I'm trying to shoot at you when I'm the last ditch effort is trying to make sure you get the Holy Spirit so you can comprehend, understand. I know what you believe. I've been where you at. I understand. I'm trying to take you to the next level, which I can't do it. All I can do is just be a messenger. And then you're going to sit there and fight. You are not qualified. I'm more than qualified because Paul is more than qualified right here. Y'all get this?
Yes, sir.
So what I'm saying to all of y'all, instead of worrying about the small things in the grand scheme of things is minute.
Yes, yes.
Concentrate on the big thing. First of all, you've got to get people into the kingdom to where that they have a spirit to where they want to be willing.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to be obedient. Because the Holy Spirit is what's going to do that.
Yes, sir.
Talking to them about everything. Brother, you're a natural born Israelite. But your granddaddy a white man. Shut the hell up with all this stupidity.
Yeah.
And that's what the Israelites was understanding in a renewed covenant. If Yah gives you this Holy Spirit, heaven has already done determine who you are.
Yeah, right.
You're already Israel.
That's right.
And all Israel is going to be saved.
Right.
Don't expect nobody else out here to get it, understand it, comprehend it, because they ain't.
That's good. They cannot.
That's good. They ain't. You think Cornelius was giving a damn about being an Italian after he received the Holy Spirit? Man, he already was a devout man. He already was fasting and praying. He had already preached to the whole house. He had them convicted. Y'all come over here and listen to this. Look, he coming. Now, I don't expect that type of movement in this generation because we're at the end of this thing.
Right.
We're 2,000 years removed from the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah.
Amazing.
This is a cold, hard, callous, and cruel generation. This is a generation that the book says, when he comes, and you can see this coming fast, will he find faith on this earth? People got faith for everything. They got a faith to be a lesbian. They got a faith to be a homosexual. Got a faith to be a polyamory. They got a faith for everything that is contrary to what the book says, but they ain't got faith for obedience. Y'all see how serious this is?
Yes, sir.
When I started looking at this stuff and really truly paying attention, I'm like, man, y'all really got us. And then, see, here's the big kicker. Not only when you receive the Holy Spirit, he puts a love in your heart for his commandment.
Come on, Chef.
Literally for his commandments. So your whole entire speech is Holy Spirit, immersion, and commandments.
Yes,
right. Think about it.
Yes.
That's all you're about now.
Ooh.
Why? Because he gives the Holy Spirit to them that obey him.
Wow.
Jesus says, John 14:15, if you love me,
yes,
then keep my commandments. Well, only the Holy Spirit is going to cause you to keep the commandments.
Well,
and then he goes even further and says, you know what? The Father is seeking for the true worshipers. Well, what is the true worshipers? Well, the true worshipers, they worship me in spirit and in
truth.
Well, what's truth? He said right there in front of you. And so you can understand what truth is because he's a word.
That's right.
Come on, yeah.
That's right.
Thy righteousness,
yeah,
is an everlasting righteousness, and thy
law
is the
truth.
Where did law come from? Directly out of the mouth of Yah. Breathe.
Yeah.
Woo. That makes sense then. All right. The word was made flesh.
Come on. Which stay right there.
Well, who is Yahshua? The express image of the invisible Yah.
Yes, sir.
And that's the reason why that the king said, if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. I'm like, boy, this is, ain't nobody talking like the scribe and Pharisees. They got it. They knew what he was saying.
Yep.
Well, who you? No, we don't stone you for a righteous work.
Right.
The blaspheming is because you make yourself to be Yah.
Right.
That's the problem we got right here. Everybody else on the sideline looking like this. Like a tennis match. Pharisees go, Jesus go. Scribes go, Jesus go. Sadducees go, Jesus go. They sit up and watch it back and forth. They're hot between two opinions. Don't even really know. You understand what I mean? They have no idea what the hell's going on. We've got the best argument. It's like people sitting on Mars Hill. Want to hear something new? Well, hey, that had to be the movie theater of the day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was the next best movie out there. It had to be the discussion's coming here today.
Yeah.
We'll have it out. Jesus versus the scribes. But you see this, right? Comprehend it. What I'm trying to tell us is, it's like people say in the world, you're trying to major in the minors and minor in the majors, and you have a false balance. Why reinvent the wheel?
Yes.
Get back to the grassroots of things,
yes, sir,
and let's go forward from there.
Yes,
man, I remember we had this a long, long time ago. We had his family come over here. Y'all know how strict we are about people coming, especially the natural family. But if somebody was to call the dining hall and or whatever, leave a number or whatever it is, and they would show up here, we've had people show up here with makeup, weeds, and toenails all over the whole nine, fingernails. I ain't seen nobody come with bat wings yet. And boy, I was like, dang, boy, bat wings. You understand what I mean? But they will come, and I've already told the congregation, man, you just love them people. Don't say nothing to them. Don't you remember when you were there?
Yeah.
Or have you forgotten? Did you wash and clean your own self?
Yeah.
You forgot you were filthy at one time?
I'm pretty sure.
You were dirty and stinking nasty too at one time.
That's the truth.
That
is
work.
You just sit there and watch, man. Just love them.
Come on,
yes, I've had many people come to the congregation like this. We never said a word about them.
Yes.
Just remember where we come from.
Yes.
Sometimes we take people time.
Yes.
Yeah, take a little bit of time as they come to the knowledge of truth.
Yes.
We don't simply give you a pamphlet in order to be a part of us, okay? Here is the 15 steps to be a better Israelite. What are them 15 steps going to do compared to the whole book?
Yes.
We've been in this, got a head start for 15, 20 years. You just coming in this, but yet we want to throw on you all the weighty matters of the law that we've learned. And you can barely even bear what you just heard. Where's the mercy at? We hear how you talk. No, you hear I'm talking because there's something wicked inside of you, but them people brand new coming in, and they still coming in.
Yeah.
They don't hear the same way you do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. What he says to one, he says to all.
Come on.
And he meets us exactly where we are.
Never mind.
You see what I'm talking about? Well, yeah, I hear how you talk. Yeah, I know. I get it. I understand how you hear. I sure do. That's why Yahshua said he didn't have ears. Let him hear. So why is it every time you hear with an offense? These people here want to be delivered.
Yeah, come on, man.
See, why is it? Because it all depends on what ground the seed is falling on. Who told you you're the right ground?
That's right.
I mean, we already have the parable that Yahshua had already, the sower, went for the sower. What ground are you? And see, we're thinking because we're already in the kingdom and stuff, and no given time, we don't ever go back and see if our ground is still receiving seed. Do we ever go back and see if our ground is still receiving seed? Any of us? I mean, when's the last time some seed land off? Because if you good ground, the seed is going to land in the ground. Eventually, if it rains, something's going to go into the ground. But if it's hard, it's going to be on top of the ground. Then the birds are going to come and, hey, that's food for them.
Yeah.
Is that a problem with some of you? You're hardening your heart? Can't reach nobody because you're so religious. In this daytime now, somebody needs something to be excited about.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I lying?
No,
we seriously need something to be excited about.
Yes, sir.
Well, Pastor, now shut up. Let's go to Acts chapter 2 here real quick. I hear it all the time. All this rebuttal. All this debate. Everything else want to come against itself. Everything. So anyway. So after they got filled on the day of Pentecost, all these different. Y'all remember that message I did on proselytes?
Yes, sir.
Y'all remember that message I did on. Thank you, babe.
Yes.
Y'all remember that message I did on proselytes?
Yes, sir.
Man, you know how many people that upset?
Ooh.
Boy, they blew up. They found my email and blew it up. They did everything but call me a child of the king. I'm not like Geno Jennings exaggerating. I can pull up the email. These boogers, they did, I ain't going to say they cussed me. I don't even know what cussing is. But they were using modern-day vernacular. They were using profanity. And they would let me have it. I'm like, what did I say wrong? All I did was define who the proselytes were. That's all I did. And they were upset, literally upset, because in their doctrine, they don't think nobody else can be saved except a natural-born, so-called, quote-unquote, Hebrew Israelite. And then you ask him, well, what is a natural-born, so-called, quote-unquote, Hebrew Israelite? Can't give you an answer. Well, I believe. Well, that one believes too. If you got a mixed multitude coming up out of Mizraim, and they all with Israel, they are Israel, you're going to tell them they can't be Israel no more? That's stupid as hell.
Yes, sir.
Make that go to Esther 8:17 real quick. You see what I mean? The problem that we have today is that we have immersed ourselves with talent, philosophy, a myth. And we have been accustomed to listening to people saying the word, quoting the word their way, but we don't know the word for ourselves. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
We don't know it for ourselves. Because if we knew it for ourselves, our cadence would be different. So I know the story with Esther him, right? After Haman tried to have Mordecai hang on the gallows. Now you following? And then after the smoke cleared and everything else took place, and the king made a decree that the Yehudim of the day, they could defend themselves. Because he had already said he had got, and they got to be killed. Once the king gives his signet, you can't go back on it. He can't go back on his word. But he also turned around and let them defend it too, themselves. Are you following? And there was something remarkable and amazing that took place in this story right here. And the answer in Esther chapter 8, verse 17. Read. And in every province, we're going to call that, you call it a parish or a county. How you follow me? State. Call it whatever you want. All right? In every province and in every city. Y'all hear that?
Whithersoever the king's commandments and his decrees came.
Y'all hear that? The king's commandments and his decrees came. We heard about decree.
Yes, sir.
We learned about it, right?
Yes,
come on.
The Yahudim had joy and gladness.
They had joy what?
Gladness.
They had joy and gladness. Mind you, they're over here in a pagan down culture right now. In captivity.
Come on,
read.
A feast and a good day. And many of the people of the land.
And many of the people of the
land.
Many of the people of the land. Many of the people of the
land.
Now, mind you, it was already definitively talking about the Yehudims. Now, talking about the actual people of that land. And many of the people of that land,
what happened? Became Jews, Yahudim. For the fear of the Yahudim fell on them.
So I thought you couldn't be converted. At least back then they could. Why can't you be converted today? Repent and be converted. So at the times of refreshing, you'll know when the king is coming. This is, y'all have always had a plan of salvation for the Gentiles. Always. Matter of fact, so much so that he says that the Goyim is going to have a better name than that of sons and daughters. You know why? You weren't even invited to this. And you forsook all your pagan ways. All your heathenistic ways. Guess what? I'll give you a seat. Just like David said to that cripple that was sitting there, David said, you know what? I'm going to do good to you. I'm all the days of your life, I'm going to do good to you. Man, wouldn't you love to hear that? I would love to hear that. Good. I'm glad he's doing good to me. See what I mean? It's people just miss it. So anyway, on the day of Pentecost, they started mocking because the people got filled with the Holy Spirit. They said they drunk. The translation says full of new wine. Acts chapter 2, verse 14. Come on with it. Teach, read.
But Peter.
But y'all see how important this thing really is, though? You have to stay on point. Because you have to be careful that you don't draw away disciples, taught ones, after your own selves. The people need to know their Yah. So they can be strong and mighty and do exploits. They need to know their Yah. They need to know him for himself. We're just messengers. That's all we are. We're just messengers. A partaker in the divine. That's what we are. We have to message or give it out to ministry we can. Hopefully they get it. They can spread it out from there.
Yes, sir.
We're trying to get as many people out of Satan's world
as we can to eternal life.
Yes, sir.
And you can't talk for it nowadays. Read on.
For Peter, standing up with the 11,
what did he say?
Lifted up his voice and said unto them,
come on.
You men of Jerusalem, of Judea, and all you that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as you suppose. See, it is but the third hour of the day.
Now, third hour of the day would be like 9 o'clock in the morning. Now, if somebody bent at 9 o'clock in the morning, we got to have some talks. We got to really do some talking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you can't get the first 3 hours out and you already got it, man, you putting tequila in your coffee.
True.
You already done had you a stiff one. You got to have it in order to cope. Mm-hmm. What do they? We got problems. Got some serious problems. Back then, they even understood it. They ain't drunk. They ain't up at the third hour of the day. Watch this.
But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel.
I'm sending it, Elder Rob. I'm sending it. But this was spoken. See, now, what I'm talking about earlier, he went right back to the what?
Prophet.
Now, while he reading it, you go to Joel 2:28 and 29. You're going to see exactly right. It all ties together like a jigsaw puzzle, just like that. He's not speaking of his own mind accord. Everybody want to know what the hell is taking place. Man, Joel talked about this a long, long time ago. But it's been forgotten since Joel talked about it. That's been centuries ago. Now, right here in front of you. Go ahead and read me, Dan. Read.
And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days, I will pour out my spirit.
Now, teacher, verse 17, Acts chapter 2, read.
And it shall come to pass in the last days, says Yah, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams.
And he's going to go on, too, because something is missing out on Joel that we're hearing over here. Read on.
And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heavens above, and in signs in the earth beneath, blood, fire, vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood, before that great and noble day of God come.
Verse 21.
And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of God shall be saved.
Now, how in the world are they going to be able to call on him whom they have not believed? And how can they believe on him who they have not heard?
Come on.
How? Unless somebody already has the experience to teach them.
Yep. Yep.
That's why we're called disciples or taught ones.
Yes, sir.
This making any sense whatsoever at all?
Yes, sir. Yep.
See, if somebody going to be saved, you ought to be saved the right way. Can't nobody call on the Messiah you ain't never heard of him. And then he says in verse 22, watch this.
You men of Israel.
You men of who?
Israel.
What did Christianity get in here then? Why are they still, even after the death, burial, and resurrection of the Messiah, he's still talking about Israel. Come on.
Here are these words. Jesus of Nazareth. A man approved of Yah among you.
And mind you, they thundering too. They will go to the temple, kill a man at the gate called Beautiful, lame walk in the name of Jesus. They got beaten and smitten, all because they kept saying, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. They kept, they had something.
Yeah.
Nobody else had. The scribes and Pharisees didn't have it.
Nope.
They had it. They preached and they taught the Messiah every single where they went. And he confirmed the word with signs
follow. So what's the problem today? We don't lost our testimony of Jesus. I'm dealing with such a callous generation. I remember I went up to a man, Mother Carol was with me, I went up to a man in a wheelchair. I said, hey, you want to get him out of the wheelchair? Oh, no. I said, really? I said, you don't want Jesus to get you out of the wheelchair? Oh, no, I'll lose my disability. Wow. I'd be like the hell with disability.
Right.
Yes. Make me whole.
Hallelujah.
I've actually had people say stuff like that to me. That's how I can tell the signs of the times. You know, spiritually, where we at? These people don't want to. Because if you really truly get delivered, you may have to do something. Work. And you don't want to do that. You got the entitlement mentality. Read on. That's what I'm saying. We got to get back to this basics right here before we can move forward.
Yeah, that's it.
Read on.
A man approved of Yah among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which Yah did by him in the midst of you, and you yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determining counsel and foreknowledge of Yah, you have taken. And by wicked hands have crucified and slain.
Read on.
Whom Yah has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holding of it.
And then, here we are. Here come David. Come on.
For David spoke concerning him. I foresaw Yah always before my face. For he is on my right hand, and I should not be moved.
Come on.
Therefore did my heart rejoice. And my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope.
Verse 27.
Because you would not leave my soul in hell.
Stop. David said that testimony.
Jesus.
What do you mean you would not leave my soul in hell? David, what do you mean in hell? I told y'all, you put it all together. There was a holding place.
Yes.
Y'all sure talked about it.
Yeah.
A great gulf. Remember the rich man and Lazarus? Can't cross over. Can't go back and forth. They had a time to be held in paradise, is what it was called, until the Messiah came.
Right.
Took the keys.
Yes.
To the dang pit of hell. And he set captivity and was captive free. And then they turned around. And many of them, according to Matthew 27:28, they saw their dead walking around on the streets of Jerusalem.
Yeah.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
David said, you're not going to leave me there.
Come on.
Everybody until the Messiah came, they were all there.
Yep.
Abraham, bosom. You ever heard that before? Everybody was out on the side, a place of torment. You couldn't even take a cup of water. They desired it, just one drop, just. Can you imagine being in a flame torment? All of you were just desiring just one drop. And here we are up above.
Yeah.
On this earth. We can take this bottle of water, man, open this thing up like this, do like this. Mm. And these people are in torment. All because of the rejection of Messiah, or either they were born in a culture pagan, destined for this in the first place because their culture was serving demons. Look at that. We drink it freely. And all they wanted just a drop. One drop! That's all they wanted. Jeez. And here we are sitting up here arrogant. Damn near lost our souls. Over some foolishness up here on this earth.
Jesus.
Read on. Verse 26.
Because you will not leave my soul in hell.
All right, you go ahead.
Neither will you suffer your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You shall make me full of joy with your countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David.
I thought he just got finished talking about David, and he's still talking about David. Come on.
That he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us until this day.
Keep reading, man. This is really good. You know, it is. Come on.
Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that Yah has sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Messiah to sit on his throne.
Then next thing you know, I got a deal with this doctrine of people thinking that King David is the Messiah. I actually had to deal with that. People thinking that David is Messiah himself. Read on.
He being this before, speak of the resurrection of Messiah, that his soul was not left in hell.
His soul was not left where?
In hell.
But his soul was not left in
hell.
And what else?
Neither his flesh did see corruption.
Yeah, we all want to figure that out. Because we already know that his flesh doesn't decompose in the grave and it's a vulture. Y'all, you follow me? But he said his soul was not left in hell, neither did his flesh see corruption. So they're talking in another language. I hadn't figured it out yet. When y'all figure it out, let me know. Because it don't take you no more than 4 or 5 years before your body's going to straight up decompose ashes if you ain't been embalmed. Now, you follow me? He's talking about his flesh. Are you following me? So there's something going on here that I had not figured out yet. When y'all figure it out, let me know. I want to know. But he said his soul was not left in
hell,
and neither did his flesh see
corruption.
And I believe that because that's what he said. So it has to do with understanding. Mm. And I don't have it at this time. Does that make sense? Come on.
This Jesus has y'all raised up, where we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of Yah exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has shed forth this which you now see and hear.
And now he's getting ready to talk more about David again. He put a lot of emphasis on David. Read on.
For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he says of himself, Master, said unto my master.
So Yahweh said unto my y'all, what did he say?
Sit you on my right hand.
Until what?
Until I make your footstool.
Now we're going to verse 36. We're going to see if it's talking about Christians. So don't you people out there get mad and upset at me and act like I'm anti-Christ. No, you are anti-Christ.
Damn.
I'm sticking solely what the book says. Therefore do what?
Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly
that what?
That Yah has made that same Jesus,
yes,
whom you have crucified, both Master and Savior.
Now, you think about that for a second. Because he declared in Isaiah, I am he that have blotted out all thy transgressions.
Hallelujah.
Is there a Savior besides me? I know not any.
Come on.
Yes. Come on.
Come on, Chef.
Don't give me this two shit.
Come on, Chef.
There's only one.
Come on.
They both talking the same in your vernacular. Y'all's a spirit.
Yes, sir.
Yahshua is an express image of that spirit of Yah,
yes, sir,
which is the word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, let me read Isaiah 45. Now, I'm telling you, man, Yah clearly tells you, I am the only salvation that there is. Let somebody else come and talk about another way.
True.
Uh-oh.
Come on, sir.
I am that I am.
Come on. Revelation said, and I saw how many sitting on thrones?
What?
Oh, this will be good. Verse 38, to watch it. No. 37.
Now when they heard this.
And these they had enough sense to do what?
They were pranked in their heart.
And now everybody else want to fight and argue and spit and debate and them do every damn thing else with you. Come on.
And said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles.
What do you say?
Men, brethren, what shall we do?
I heard a guy the other day that when Joseph, he was second in command in Mizraim. Remember, the Pharaoh turned around and changed his name to Zephaniah. Turned around and gave him his daughter, right? And he turned around and inserted. See, he was second in command. Therefore, he is beside the throne of Pharaoh.
What the heck?
He was putting emphasis on that there are two gods, three gods. Hell, they up right now, four or five of them now. Elijah's one, John the Baptist's one, Jesus is one.
Like a throne problem.
This shit, they all get thrown. I mean, we got 12 tribes, you know what I mean? I'm like, now, if I didn't have any discernment, it sound good. Because, mm-hmm. Man, the way they preach it, boy, you're like, yeah! What'd you just say? Everybody else, they caught up. In the spirit. You in the spirit, all right.
Hey.
You in the spirit, all right. Watch it read on.
Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you.
Whoa. They asked the question, what shall we do? These people brand new coming in. He's not looking at them as disciples. Not yet. First order of business. You got to repent. Mm-hmm. Y'all see the different approaches, right?
Yeah.
Over in Acts 19,
good. Good.
He's looking at people that could tell,
yes,
that they had some type of influence,
yes, right,
in somewhere. Over here, you folks ain't heard it. Let me tell y'all, let's get this thing. You with you?
Yeah.
Now we got to start all over.
Yeah,
we got to wipe the face.
Right.
You got to, now you got to repent.
Yes, sir.
You got to realize your condition. You screwed up. You messed up bad. You ain't even got y'all. You know, y'all ain't even in your mind or thoughts or your nothing. So they said, men and brothers, what should we do? Repent and do what?
Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus.
The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Jesus!
The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Jesus! For the remission of sins.
For the forgiveness of sins.
And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
See, and when they put their hand in, they think that you automatically receive the Holy Spirit when you repent and get baptized. If you were dumb as hell and you had nothing else to read, but then when you go from this point on, you just got finished looking at the day of Pentecost.
Right.
And if you go this far on and you keep reading all the way down the line, Acts chapter 8, Acts chapter 13, Acts chapter 10, Acts chapter 19, you see that every single one of these people got filled with the Holy Spirit.
Right.
In other words, you don't receive the Holy Spirit simply because you believe. There is steps to salvation. And they are all one step. If you repent, ain't you doing something?
Mm-hmm.
If you're being immersed, aren't you not doing something?
Mm-hmm.
If you get filled with the Holy Spirit, you ain't doing shit. You're begging, you're inviting, you're asking him to come in. Then he comes, he's the one who determines if you are worthy.
That's right.
Now, we get into predestination.
Mm-hmm.
I know people find it hard to believe, but and I'm trying my best, Israel, to get this over to you. Y'all need to get this right now. And that's why I'm going to end this broadcast tonight. Listen.
Predestination is not you or I determining. It's him.
Yes.
Because he's all-knowing. I know it's hard. It's hard for me to fathom. My mind can only go so far.
Come on.
It's hard for me to fathom that before I was even formed,
right,
before you was even formed,
right,
y'all already predetermined,
yes,
that he was going to call you. Mm.
Yes.
You'll know for sure if you've really been called, because if you've been predestined, then you have also been called to conform.
Yes.
Yeah, and that conforming is not your image,
yes,
not the image of your family,
yes,
not the image of anybody else around. It's about the image of Yah.
Only one.
Yes,
sir.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
I don't even know what else to say. How you?
That's it.
Y'all said it. Yah predetermined in his infinite wisdom. He who knows the end from the beginning. So if you think you can just go run away, try it. He got something for you. Jeremiah tried this stuff too. No, I ain't doing this. Oh yeah, you are too. I'm getting married. You getting married, huh? All right, I'm gonna take care of that. Now what you gonna get married to? No, I'm going to tell you what. No, your ass getting ready to get thrown in dungeons. You're going to suffer. Well, my name says you're going to be a prophet to the next. That's exactly what you're going to do. I don't want to do that. I don't give a damn what you want to do. You have been chosen.
Hey, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You think Moses could have ran from his call?
Yeah.
Now, listen. Let's just think about Abraham. He already disgruntled. He sitting over in the land of Ur of the Chaldeans, seeing all these damn plethora of gods, a god every damn day of the year. He already can't make any, what, this damn thing can't see, they can't smell, they can't taste, they can't do shit.
Yeah.
He getting pissed off.
Yes.
Here it is. And then all of a sudden, the Most High comes and reveals himself to him.
Mm.
What Abraham going to do from that point? And the first thing he does is the same thing he keeps telling us still to this day. He ain't changed his program. Get you up and get out of your father's house.
Yes.
Separate.
Come on.
And he tells us what? You come out of her and be you separate.
Yes.
First thing you do is separate them.
Yes, sir.
From mainstream family.
Yes, sir.
And we think he done changed his program.
Mm-hmm.
Why you think that the only joy we ever get in this earth is when we see each other?
That's the, yes, right, sir. That's
the truth. There's a connection there.
That is the truth.
That which is born of flesh is,
yes,
that which is born of spirit.
Yes.
Hey, I'll travel all over the United States of America and see an Israelite, but I won't go down 25, 30, 40, 50 miles and see one damn natural family member.
Yes.
But
amen.
Nothing.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I'm happy every time I see Brother Brad. I'm telling you, that's shit. That's my brother. I'm good right there. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He lets me know I'm still saved.
Yeah. We come on, man.
And we got Abraham, the father of faith, went out by faith. By faith.
By faith.
And then you got all these people on the damn internet think you're going to step in and judge me for my faith.
Mm-hmm.
And you ain't even lived a nickel of what I'm living. Ain't even never been tested, proven, or tried. You ain't gave up shit. You ain't done shit. All you got is words. You ain't even never been to a feast day. And we supposed to believe you and your dissimulation.
Mm.
I don't expect everybody in Israel to do what I'm doing because my calling is different. We all have different places in the body. But I can tell you this, my calling don't make me the greatest, it makes me the least. That's what it does. I have to base myself all the time so that you can be exalted.
Amen.
I got to literally make myself out of a damn fool just so that people can hear. Y'all read that stuff before?
Yeah.
Or am I just making up stuff?
Real.
understanding is, man, people are like, man, get up beside yourself.
Oh, hallelujah. Come on.
Just so you can hear.
Yes.
Abraham go meet Yah. Abraham was so much of a friend of Yah. Y'all have to understand that when Abraham was speaking, Yah was, they had a relationship. Yah has always desired a relationship with his people.
Jesus.
Always, till today, he wants the same relationship.
Oh, yes.
We're just too stubborn, too stiff-necked, and too stout-hearted, too full of ourselves to be able to comprehend what Yah is doing. He told Abraham, man, hey, Abraham, yeah, what you got, Father? Yeah, I'm going to go destroy Sodom. Oh, wait a minute, time out. You know all of us, right? If the Father came today and said, I'm going to destroy America, we go, have at it. Tear this shit up. Tear it all up. Burn it. Turn around. Right. Burn it down the house. Burn it down.
Extra crispy.
I'm telling you, boy. Hallelujah. Abraham said, oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. All right, Father, I get it. You upset and everything else. But what if there was 50 righteous?
Right.
Abraham, if there was 50 righteous, I won't destroy the city. Oh, okay, Father, I understand. I get it. What if there's 45? Okay, Abraham. Yep. Are you not having a conversation? Y'all see what I'm getting to, right?
Yeah.
And y'all think the Father doesn't change?
Wow.
I'm trying to get something over to all of us, man. Y'all need to hear what I'm saying. You think he ain't changed? He's still the same.
Wow.
Abraham was the friend of Yah. Are you not the friend of Yah? Do you not want to be the friend of Yah? Why you think of yourself so lowly when he chose? Abraham was doing his own thing, but Yah made himself known to him.
Jesus.
You just got to have the humility to understand what Yah is doing. I promise you, you're going to shit on yourself plenty of times between now and then. Yeah, you are. Yeah, you know, I got a shocking statement for all of y'all. You want to hear it? You're going to commit more sins after conversion than you did before conversion. You just think sins is, you know, the adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, and shit, all that other shit. What about unbelief? Yeah. See, I'm getting ready to head there.
Yeah.
How have you ever repented for envy?
Right. Come on.
Go to Proverbs 6:16 real quick. I mean, how many people's ever repented? See, we don't even think about this stuff so much because we're not tuned in the way we need to. We have a perception that we perceive what Yah is. And Yah, according to us, we put him in his little box, his little religious box. And that's all he can be. And you're a fool if you believe some shit like that.
Come on,
but watch this. We know what Yah loves. Now he's telling us what he hates. Read.
These six things does Yah hate.
Is this not a good broadcast, man? Is this not a good broadcast? Come on.
Yeah.
And where I'm at, I'm still in Acts chapter 2 right here, right?
Yes.
Y'all see this right here, right?
Yes, sir.
Read on.
Yeah. Seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look.
Anybody ever repented that before? Mm-hmm. Y'all know what a proud look is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, y'all do.
Yes, sir.
All of us do.
Yes,
we know all at one time. There we do. We know at that one moment we had a proud look.
Yes, sir.
Anybody ever repent of that? Nobody ever repents for no proud look, man. Because we don't consider it to be one of the sins.
Tell the truth,
y'all said I hate it. A proud look and what else?
Lying tongue.
Now, this is really true. How many people ever truly repented for lying? what we usually do, we lie, and watch this. This is what, I want y'all to hear me real good. I want everybody to hear me real good on this one. What we do is say, I'm sorry. And I agree, you are sorry. But you ain't repentant. You just sorry.
Yes.
Y'all hear it?
Yes,
sorry. Yeah, one more, baby. Sorry leaves you with enough wiggle room to do it again.
Ooh-wee.
Repentance causes you to turn from that wicked way. You will never repeat it again because you are such a goddamn temper again. You hate it and you abhor it. You will never, ever visit that again.
Yeah.
Come on, that's the truth.
Somebody say, listen to him and say, I ain't mine.
Ain't mine.
I just put ain't mine in there. Because it's A-M-E-I-N, brother. Ain't my man. Like the Baptists do. Y'all get it? But y'all hear this, though, right?
Yes, sir.
How many lies you done told in the last year? Did you repent?
Mm.
Or did you just let it go by?
Mm.
And a lie, man, it's so deceptive. Man, whatever happened to that paperclip? I don't know, man. You could have threw it in the trash can, but you didn't even tell them that you threw it in the trash can. You just made them believe that it's always been there. You knew you threw it in the trash can. Why couldn't you just tell your brother or your sister or whoever, your colleague, that you threw it in the trash can? You just lied. See how simple that is? Just
a wee lie. Come on. And hands that shed innocent blood.
Now, back then, they were killing folks left and right. Today, we just hate each other. Mm-hmm. We are concealing in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
An heart that devises wicked imagination.
How many times you get thoughts? Spirits of accusation and accusing and slander against your brother, and you never cast down. You never do. You receive it full out of things. Well, damn, I'm just so damn pissed off, man. Where's the mercy and grace? I mean, y'all got it. You got it for them.
Yeah.
You already know that they, but come on, man, they weak and inadequate. They're bound by this. Come on, man, have a little bit of mercy.
Come on.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. What some hypocrites we are.
Sam.
Read on.
Your
feet that be swift in running to mischief.
Man, I heard what he said. Let me tell you what he said over here, man. And then next thing you know, you got all this gossip, all this whispering, all this backbiting. That's how Paul defined it. Feet. And running the mischief. Yeah. Ain't nobody repenting for that stuff today. Who repenting? But you know why? Because it's just nature. What nature is it, though?
Come on. Come on, man.
This is the born-again nature or the fallen nature trying to masquerade itself as if it's concerned, acting like it's born again when really it's the old evil Adamic nature trying to play both sides of the fence.
Yeah.
Y'all have been doing this just for a little while. Come on, read on.
A false witness.
And what kind of witness?
False.
A false witness, but this false witness does what?
Speak lies.
Wait a minute. Where do all lies go?
Hell.
They gonna go to the pit. And all lies shall have their part in the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Liars! So come on, we capitalize on these, we diminish these, and we don't have a balance.
Come on,
Jeff. We need to start thinking the way y'all think. Discern and believe what he says. I'm telling y'all, we need to rise above this flesh and mortify the deeds of it.
Yes.
Did I just say something wrong,
sir?
No.
Not deal with the sins of the flesh, but
but start dealing with the sins of the spirit. Yes.
Oh, we got a lot of people there. They are putting some nice comments in here. And it's been, oh yeah, you got that right. Oh yeah, bro. By the way, Brother Tony up here now. Remember Brother Tony? Got does all the audio and all those up. Brother Tony, let's get Brother Tony. Welcome, Brother Tony! Brother Tony in the house. Good up here. Brother Tony had to put away a wicked wife because she didn't want to leave. You know that, and the women don't understand. That's heart wrenching, man. When you finally got to say you ain't get it, you ain't gonna get it, you don't want to get it, because your opinion is your God. You got everybody else that they comprehend, and understand, they have the humility, but you got all this damn fight and viscerality. Tony said, "Hey, don't worry about it. I'll tell you what. How's it going?" You know I'm doing right. I'm listening to that song in my mind, Separate Ways by Journey.
Uh-huh.
How we fought and we went our separate ways. Yeah, that's what's really going on. You know anything about Journey? You never heard of Journey before?
I've heard.
Here we stand. Uh-oh. We'll go part of broken in two. Uh-oh. Don't get me started. You are. That's a bad song. So if you hear it, you'll be like, see, because the difference is when you play instruments, you hear it different than people who don't.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, man. You're hearing a song playing, you're like, do-do-do-do-do-do. And you're like, oh, man, these guys are good. You know what I mean? They do. A lot of stuff going on. We're going to play this after the broadcast, okay? Y'all in for it?
Yeah,
just a teaching tool, learning tool. All right? Really good song, though. I mean, they're singing with a lot of passion, getting the point of the message over, though. All right. So where are we at?
False witness that speaks lies and he that sows discord among brethren.
Now, if you ever done that, have you ever repented for it? You sow discord. No, hell no. You know why? Because every man always does that which is right in his own eyes. You don't believe you're sowing discord when you are up here justifying and redeeming your own damn self? Uh-oh. Jeez. This has been a good broadcast. Now, we've mostly been in the book of Acts right here. Before we live off of Acts. 238, right? Watch this. Verse 39 and verse 40. Come on with it, teacher. This is a good broadcast, man.
Yes, sir.
I couldn't even script this myself. This is a really good broadcast. I'm telling you, I love this, man. Y'all see the reason why I be loving the word so much? See the reason why mom ended up loving that word so much? She's like, oh, shit. Because you remember mom, she was going to prove me wrong. She told y'all that, right? She never told y'all that story? When she first heard me, who does he think he is talking about us Christians? He don't know what the hell he's talking about. Oh, shit. Damn, he's right. Oh, what the? Come on.
Well, the promise is unto you
and
to your children and to all that are far off.
Now, this is where I really come into play. How often y'all hear me continue to keep talking about what we're doing? We're not doing it for ourselves. We're doing it for our children. When they built America, do you think they were building America for themselves right now? They were building it for the generations to come after them. We don't even have that mindset today. We need to have that mindset. I'm sorry, but I don't know if the king is going to take another 20, 30, 40, 50 years. I don't know. He hasn't given to us the day or the time. The seasons, the Father's going to put it in his own right hand. We don't know it. We don't know the day or the hour. Is that right?
That's right.
We just have to prepare and be ready.
Yes,
occupy until he comes.
Yes,
be proactive. In other words, that's another language of the day.
Yes,
are you following? Be ready. In such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh.
Yes, sir. Yes.
We just have to be ready.
Yes, sir.
So we're supposed to just sit there on our ass waiting for him to come, or we're supposed to be doing something about it. Well, we got the sinners coming behind us, and we love these little babies.
Yes, sir.
We have to prepare for them, and in that we have to teach them. That makes sense?
Yes, sir.
You can't be sitting up here just soaking up in mercy stuff for your own little selfish self, and you don't even know what the end is going to be of you anyway. Way back then, 2,000 years ago, it said this promise is not only for you, but it's for your children that are afar off.
And to all that are afar off.
And then he says, and as many.
And even as many as Yahweh, our Elohim,
have
called.
Called. Many are
called,
but few are
chosen.
They're speaking right. There was 500 called to the upper room. Only 120 made it. That's not good odds. That's not good odds at all. Noah preached to the whole world on the eight souls. That's not good odds, man. That's not good odds. But it's good odds in Yah. Satan trying to get everything up. It looks like he win it, but he ain't winning. The ones that, if you're willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. No, you're the few. You're the chosen. Yeah, you're the one. You got to get that mindset, man. Read on.
And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourself.
Immerse yourself.
Save.
Be a part of.
Save.
Join with them.
Say,
we are the world.
Say,
deliver. Say means deliver.
Yes.
Deliver yourself from what?
From this untoward generation.
Now, here's the part right here. If you have any autonomy about y'all, this is the part right here. Do what? Then they that
gladly receive.
Now notice, how you need to receive this word?
Gladly.
So that needs to be a different attitude. They that gladly receive his word, what do they do?
We're baptized.
They put right action with the word.
Right.
And what happened?
And the same day, there were added unto them about 3,000 souls.
Now watch this. I'm gonna stop it right here. All right, verse 42. I said I'm going to stop it. I got to stop it right here, though. I'm going to stop it right here for a reason. Watch this. Because, personally, I've not met any apostles. I just have not met any. I haven't even met any prophets. I have people calling themselves prophets, but I ain't met none. I know that we got prophets, but I ain't met the apostles. You know the reason why I say I ain't met the apostles? Because the apostles are the ones who actually were there with Yahshua. I got people calling themselves apostles, but if it was apostles, it's easy to do. Just confirm your calling with power. I believe you. You can be a prophet and not have one lick of power, and I will still believe you. Because you're prophesying. You're a mouthpiece of Yah. That's all you're doing. John was the greatest prophet ever lived. All he did was prophesy the Messiah. He didn't do one miracle. Moses was a prophet. Elijah was a prophet. They did miracles.
Yep.
Every prophet didn't do miracles.
That's good.
Tell me the miracle Jeremiah did. Come on. See, everybody, they think they know something, man. Come on. But he did say, I'm going to give you shepherds. Now everybody won't be a shepherd. We're going to find out. We're going to test the boast of your calling. You're a shepherd? Let's prove it. Ain't that what the book does?
Mm-hmm.
Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Let's prove it then. They that gladly receive his word were baptized. And the same day were added to 3,000 souls, and they continued steadfast in the
apostles' doctrine.
There we go. So guess what doctrine y'all want to continue steadfast in today? Pastor Dow's doctrine. And guess what? My doctrine ain't even mine. I don't never speak about what I preach and teach because I always show you what the apostles, what the prophets, and what Yahshua and everybody else. But what am I going to? I can't add nothing to nothing. It's already been stated. It's been laid out. All I can do is add revelation to the time that we're in today. Because the word is a living word. I can't give you nothing new. There ain't nothing new under the sun. I can't give you another, I can't give you a prophecy because I ain't a prophet. Have I prophesied before? Oh yeah, I've never missed one. Never missed a prophecy I've ever done. That don't make me a prophet.
Come on.
Have I had a vision and dream? Yeah, but I still ain't got the confidence to say, I am prophet thou.
Come on.
They knew it. I don't know it. You hear what I mean? Maybe it's doubt or unbelief. I don't know. You understand what I mean? All I know is I'm abiding in the calling.
Yes.
Where I've been called. And what's my calling? To feed you with knowledge and
understanding.
While we here.
Yes, sir.
And I think I do a pretty damn good job of that.
Yes, you do.
You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to perfect that. Are you following me? With what I know. So until the angel come from Shemaine and say something different, I'm going to abide in this calling. So, whatever doctrine the apostles got and fellowship and breaking the bread in prayers, whatever doctrine the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, all of them got, I got the same. I can't give you nothing what was written, except what is written in all these books. Now, if I come out here and say, guess what? We all need to plant our feet 3 feet in the ground until our toenails come out of the top, and then there's going to come a divine bush. Well, we got some mess going over here, don't we? And people believe cock and board our stories and stuff like this, if you understand what I mean. Won't sit there and decompose even while I lie. Y'all ain't never noticed what dirt does. You ain't never noticed? Y'all never knows what dirt does. Take a seed and put it into the ground and see what happens. You know what's going to happen, right? Every seed that gets in that ground is going to die to itself.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone! Oh, never mind. And what it's going to do is going to reproduce itself and bring forth life.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Did I miss something?
All right, sir. Yeah.
I know I didn't miss nothing.
No.
Take a seed, put it in the ground, see what happens.
Yes, yeah, it is very true.
The only way it can bring forth fruit is got to die to itself.
Die first.
Even today, with all the science that we got, they still can't figure that out. Y'all been calling it divine power long, long damn time ago. You have to die before light comes. Never mind. Never mind. Hey, anyway, hey, I don't know what you're looking for to see y'all in the morning. I truly, truly do. I'm not going to sit up here and try my best to struggle with this generation.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to do it. But he that have ears to hear, you got ears to hear. I give y'all last word. Y'all last word, Israel, what y'all got?
Well, it's been a good broadcast.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get back to hear this one. I want to hear this again and again and again.
We need the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We need a baptism of the Holy Spirit. We need him to give us utterance.
Yes, sir.
We do. And then once we get the utterance, mind you, that's just the foot in the doorway. We need to develop that utterance. We need to keep on growing in the grace and the favor and the knowledge of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So with that said, see y'all tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time is my prayer. Hope it is y'all prayers too.
Yes,
sir. See y'all tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. I bless y'all in the sweet presence of the strong, victorious, and mighty overcoming name.
still got this bag of ruffles up here. I don't know whose this is.
Uh-oh. In the sweet person, the strong and mighty name of Yahshua the HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, Shabbat Shalom, Israel, the King is coming.
Please visit us at www.com for all of the information about the disease. Let's all be mindful that viruses are on the rise around this time of the year. While we all trust in the Most High for our healing, He has also blessed us with the earth of the field and righteous leadership that promotes taking them.
Their term turnaround is always somebody new, though. So God's reach, I ain't doing it, man.
Stock up on antiviral tinctures. We suggest taking maintenance doses starting 2 weeks prior to the feast, during the feast, and after the feast. Make sure to check over your vehicles before driving to the feast and drive safe. Drive slowly as you arrive at the feast on the land. Stay off the neighbor's property, driveways, and yards.
Well, this is recording, boy. She speaks so properly, though. My mother, Caroline, how y'all do that? Your voice is so clear, mine is all rapped and everything. Yo, man, y'all talk so good. What about y'all, robots?
Want to be a blessing this week? Here's the updated Be a Blessing list. You can also find it in the description below. Also, join us in the Tabernacle for Michael Israel's Health and Diet Class 101 on Thursday, Tuesday, March the 26th. At 1 p.m. See you there. Exciting news. Join Straightway Studio for a one-day only Judas Closet pop-up in the coffee shop, March 27th.
Shoot, I'm going to give you a whole bunch of clothes from Judas Closet. I got empty some closets. I mean, what are you going to do with yourself just sitting there? You didn't want a thing in 3 years, what are you doing? Oh, you're fast on me.
Israel might and help I for you. Joy is a song of praise.